Hey everyone, it's Gary Kay, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. We're counting down the days to Infocom, and we're less than a week away. And we've been focusing on 25 or so companies that we think you need to go see at Infocom. One of those is X10 AV, and I've got the founders of X10 AV with me, Vib and Sahil. Gentlemen, how are y'all doing?
Very good, Gary. How are you?
Doing well. Excited for the show. Y'all made your debut, kind of your big coming out party was at Infocom a few years ago, and you've gained a lot of traction since. You're going to be in the Central Hall in booth 9063. And Vib, I can only imagine that one of the things that you're going to launch in the platform, let's back up just a second. For those people that don't know who X10 AV is, Vib, give them like a 30-second elevator pitch.
Yeah, first of all, thanks so much for doing that. I think this is our fifth year at Infocom since we launched, and I still remember our first podcast, which we did with you only 5 years back and went viral. And since then, it's been all upwards journey. So thank you so much for Brave and Gary, you personally, for all those years of working with us. Yeah, so X10 AV is a fully cloud-based AI-powered AV designs and proposals platform. So we're the only platform in the industry on which you can completely do an end-to-end systems design and also complete a sales proposal all under one roof, doing away with multiple different tools which you typically use, like Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Excel. You can do all of that, do away with all of that, have a central repository where, as a business owner, you can have full access control of your data because everything becomes people and machine agnostic when it becomes cloud.
So it really simplifies an integrator's life and actually can turn a salespeople into a systems designer, which is one of the cool features. I imagine with the popularity of AI that you're taking advantage of that, and you might be launching some AI-based features at the show, Sahil. I've heard rumors that you've really nailed a new feature using AI that would really save people a lot of time and headaches. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so we've been using AI ever since we launched, before it became such a big buzzword. We always keep working on it, keep trying to help people make AI better to make our humans work easier. So another feature we're launching at Infocom, I'm going to give a sneak peek of that. I'm going to share my screen and quickly show you something. So once you build your bill of material, you do a project, you do your connect your schematics, connect some blocks.
Now you use the system diagram. Yep.
And you see this new button, check connections with AI. Once you click on it, what's going to do is the AI is going to parse your drawing and find out if there are any possibly faulty, wrong connections. And you see this pop up.
Yeah. So basically what it's doing is looking at all your cables and connections and making sure that they are compatible with each other.
Correct. So as humans, we are bound to make some mistakes, some errors. Yeah. So you see this, it highlighted there were two connections that seemed incorrect. So this one, we can click on it, it's going to zoom on it. You can see this HDMI is going to the 3.5 jack. And the other one right here, we click on it, it's a Phoenix that's going into the Type A USB. So it will find that for you, and you can just fix those connections, and then you can go back your way. So this is one AI feature that's going live at Infocom.
That's really cool. Vib, I know that Sahil said that you've been since the very beginning integrating and using AI. I think even, I remember back in 2019, y'all called it machine learning or something like that, which basically, I think AI just sounds cooler, I guess. but in any case, you've been using AI for many, many years to do a lot of the functionality and the automation. You previewed a really cool feature for me where you're able to actually pull up and catalog all the products that are in a system, even the brochures themselves, inside of a proposal. Will you actually show that at this year's Infocom?
So yeah, that's one of the three features we're going to show. So that's called submittals with spec sheets. So basically, we're taking away the pain of integrators trying to download spec sheets for the products in their BOM from different manufacturers' website and then putting them together in a PDF. So all you've got to do with this new feature is just click a button and it will automatically pull the spec sheets for all your products in the BOM. And it will create a nice document with those spec sheets and you can import that into a proposal. So a couple of hours work done within.
So basically it sees all the brands that are there and right. It actually pull. Can you demonstrate that for us, Sahil? Is that possible?
Yeah. So here we build a BOM. There's some products and the bill of material. Mm-hmm. This design docs, it's going to generate this new document that you see here, some middle spec sheets. You click on it and you can see it, that it pulled.
That's really cool.
Spec sheets of all the products that were in the bill of material. And you can just scroll and see it's all there.
Does it turn it into a PDF so you can wrap the whole thing up together in one PDF with the proposal itself?
Yeah. So you can download it if you want as a PDF, or you can go to your proposals and it will automatically add a section for you that says submittal spec sheets, and it will all just be imported there. It could be part of your proposal.
Is it anchor links such that when you click on a product, you can actually go to the spec sheet, or are the spec sheets in a separate section? How does that work, Vib?
It's an anchor link. So every product which you see on the BOM, there's an I button next to it. So if you click on it, it'll take you to the spec sheet. So we already store all the spec sheets of all the products in the in our libraries. So yeah.
That's really neat. That is a big time saver. And also, I think a lot of integrators don't want to go through the trouble of including that in their proposals, but you've made it such that they should now, because you've made it kind of overly simple for them. So you mentioned three things; those are two. What's the third thing, Viv?
Yeah. So the third one is a feature called plates and panels. So that was one thing which was missing from XDraw for a very long. So a lot of our customers asked the way by which they could design their wall panels and wall plates and rack panels with custom connectors. So yeah, so we've built that feature now, as you can see on the screen.
Yeah.
So you can pull up any kinds of wall plates, connectors, and then it gets saved.
So you can export that, and it's compatible with any of these programs that do engraving or print, silk screen printing, or anything like that of panels.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's very cool.
So you can do that for custom panels, but we also have a library of manufacturers
panels.
We have these panels and these connectors. So like you can search for different manufacturers
who make the panels themselves.
Make the panels and connectors, like Liberty AV, Belden, et cetera. Many of them.
That is nice. Okay, good. So all these features will be demonstrated in your booth. You're in the central hall in 9063. And y'all typically done sort of on the fly demos, and people can kind of walk up at any moment in time. They don't need an appointment to do a demo?
No, we actually have a much bigger booth, double the size of booth we usually have every year. We're going to have four simultaneous demo stations this time. And we're also going to be doing the VR X-Verse demo and an experience center for the VR X-Verse. We've added cool new features, some add-ons to what we showed the last year. So yeah, so do check us out at Infocom.
Yeah, so if you're an integrator and you're doing these kind of designs, or even if you're an end user working for a university managing an entire AV system and you need to keep track of all the designs you do, this is a great tool to do that with. So go to x10av.com to learn more. We're going to also go to the show and shoot a video of their demo so you can see this sort of in real time for those of you who can't go to the show. Go to raypubs.com/infocom and you can see all the news we have on the website now, but you can actually check out those videos if you're watching this after the show. Vib, Sahil, thank you very much for doing this, and congratulations and good luck.
Thanks, you guys.
And we'll see you all at Infocom.
Of course.